time of the Betzi, of the kosher. He was already dead. Why was he dead? Because he took out the chavozim from the yam. So let him be mechuyev for the act of pulling out and the score of Mithilas Neshome, just as we say, so he's chayev, even though he didn't kill him b'yadayim, but he pulled him out from his source of life. So mele, that's like killing. It's like throwing someone into the yam and he gets drowned. So you are itzeya b'yadayim. So here too, by pulling out the chaloz, the fish from the yam, thereby depriving him of his source of living, so that's nitilas nishome. That's why the Gemara says, one second, hashile dagna yam kim shiyol v'chayet. So here too, when he pulls out the chalozen from the yam, and then he dies shortly afterwards, let's say 50 minutes later, he dies, so he should be chayet mishim tos nishome on account of pulling out, because that brought about his death, just like Shilid Agnayam. So they say, Shema Chalozim Darkeli Pachis, Ukarabun Sasi. Because when it says, Hashilid Agnayam, so it is reference to the case where the fish doesn't keep on jerking when it's pulled out in water. So Mele, the only cause of the death of the fish is the removal from the source of life. So that's done by the person who pulls him out. So he's chayev mishum nitilas neshome. Mashein kein, by chalozein, the chalozein has a tendency when he's pulled out from the yam, he keeps on jerking and jumping, and that expedites his death. So mele, the removal from the water, the removal of the water, the pulling out of water, is not the thing that causes the death. The thing that causes the immediate death is his own jerking. He's mekarav misosi. That's why he's potah mishan sedus nishom. Hoch eshemo chalozim darke l'parcheis ukarav misosi. And then he says, b'tzor chiyun, di b'rushalme mashma, di tzot chalozim l'imechayiv mishum tzeg. From Yerushalmi, it's mashma that when one is sot chalozein, he's not mechushimzein. I think it's worthwhile to look into Yerushalmi, because there are two pshot in the Kol Meido in the Yerushalmi.
Otherwise, according to Bavli, he's chayv two things. He's chayv tzedor and chayv shchita.
No, on the contrary. According to the Bavli, he's only chayv mishim tzedor. Mishmitos Nishome is not chayev.
Why? Because
Kol Kamod is ben Nishome Tvein Yichlik Yichlitzle. And the Yerushalme says just the reverse. Chalme, daflamet. Yerushalme daflamet. Hatzot chalozen, daflamet amedal. Hatzot chalozen in Kulitze. The same thing as our brides. Istone chayev shtan. Istone is Tanya Tone in a higher lach. But even though it's the same Russian, but curiously the Yerushalmi says just the reverse of the Bab. Achas Mishum Tzot, Man Doma Shtei, Achas Mishum Tzot, Vachas Mishum Tzot. It's like reviewed in the Bab, Man Doma Achas, Haile. Haile means which one? The mandoma that says is only chayev one. Which one is the high? Is the one tzeide or the one is nitilas neshome? What does our Gemara the Bavli say? Is chayev mishum tzeide? Nitilas neshome not, because he's misasik. Whatever the reason is, either because the secretion of liach peslei, or because melacha shemitzvah libufo, he's misasik. Or as Rashi says, because he's upset about it, so he's not melechus machsheres, whatever the reason. But according to the Bavli, the mandoma who says achas, so the achas is only tzedi, it was nishomenat. Here, just the reverse. Haide, so mishum tzedi, just the reverse. The one who says it's chayiv only achas, so it's only chayiv because of mitilas hashem. And say the not just the reverse of the bab. Vilesli tzid. Say the not. Why say the not? Vasye, the Madoma who says in the chayiv lachas, which means only to listen shome, but say the not. A call to that man doma of Asik, he doma of Lera Berabiesi, Rabavuye, Rafin Rocky, Vishim Rameya, in Hayate, Roboa, Kudish Bo, Holmei, Shirinig Bo, King Shosabo, Mulakasam, Mishkin, Nignezo, Rababino, Ema, Kereshoyeshmo, Kereshoyeshmo. Now there is the Tchoshin, so it's Keresh. Tona Rabbi Shue, the Chode, Kere, and it had only one horn. Like these animals that have horns, have two horns. But this animal was unique, it had only one horn. But Titiach Ladishem, Mishir Pa, Mikaren, Marfus Mikaren. So there are two pshot in the Kormay. Let's see the Kormay. V'asye kai don Rabbi, oh yeah. V'lesle tzede, v'inechayev nishim tzede, v'ino b'chal lovis n'loches, shalohisot tzede nishim klal, the Chalozin, the Trilis Vadelo Yisub Nidbo, Shechalozin Limin Tzuelo Beat Yisroel, Uvi Chalke Shel Zbulun, U Trilis Oyel Yisroel Mitzrayim, Uvi Beimes, the Hain Beilim, Shu Yitzuf Meiris, Luishayach Tzeide, El Bitroshin Nikonima, the Hoyse Tzeide. So, Vasye, in other words, there is no Melachas Tzeide. According to that, if there is no melacha seide, so how do we have lamites melachas? How do we have lamites melachas? So we have only lamites, and after all, the Mishnah mentions lamites melachas. So
why is there no melacha seide?
One second, let me go over here.
Why did he say
please.
That?
So. The reason Tzede is not one of the obvious melachas. So then we don't have 39, we have only 38. And it's not mashma that this Tane would be chelik and the minion of Lamites. So we can say, because the Gemara said, Gemara says on the base, the Gemara says, Vamilchi, Vamabde, Haini Meleach, Vaini Mabit, Rabbi Yechon Rishlok Shizam Tavaye, Afik Chadinaye, Be'ayil Tziot. So, in other words, Gemara's kashi is, how can the Mishnah count Mabit and Meleach together? After all, Meleach is a form of Ibut. When you salt, if you want to be ma'abid hayit, so you have to salt it. That's one of the processing in the course of the ibut of the eretz. So how, why is it counted as separately? So the Gemara says in Achnami, meleach and ma'abid taruwa, because Mi'abit is the Av and Meleach is a form of Ibut. But how do we have 39? So there is another Melacha Mishaltit to underline, because in the Mishkan, so they used to underline, to draw a line on the, so for some reason, either because whenever they wanted to cut off a piece of hair, a piece of leather, so they wanted to make a simen, so they would make a line on it. Or because, some rishonim explain, because they had to make simonim on the boards, which boards match each other. So on one board they would write an aleph, on the other board they would write a beis, a simen, that the two are matched, they have to be set up one next to the other. So before they put the ACS, so they used to make a shear tooth in order to remember that this is the board on which you have to make a certain os. So we have Lamites because even though Meleach is not counted, so it's replaced by Shirtet. But if we are going to count Meleach and Me'abed and Shirtut, then we would have 40 Melachas. So apparently, if we say that according to the first Pshat we call Meda, according to the first shot in the Kol Meiloch, that the Mandoma who says in the Chaya Velamish Mitzvah Nishome holds the Tzeda is not in the Loche, so then we take out Tzeda, so then we have, if we take out Tzeda, we don't have 39, we have only
38.
We have only 38, but we don't take out Meleach according to that Mandoma. So we have Meleach and Me'abed and Shirtut. So together it's 39. That's what we have to say. That's what we have to say. All right, now.
That's what Mahavda is.
What? Yeah, all right. So that's according to the other Mandoma. The other Mandoma who says that the Tzede is a Melach. All right, but Enoch Naam, it's a Deichak, it's a big Deichak. But let's see, there's another Pshat in the Kormi. But according, so he says, Mandoma Rachas, Haide, which one is it? So Yerushalmi says, Mishim Tulas Nishom, Giles Rabba, Giles Le Tzede, Vahashe Kihid, Hi, the Omar, Rablezer, Be, Rab Yossi, Rab, Rab, Avuye, Rab Shimu Lokil, Bishim Rab Meya, Minchayo Teiro Boak, Uz Boruch Lomeishen, Midbo, Kivin Shosa Bo Melechas HaMishkon, Nignizo, Rab Abu Noma, Keresh O Yishmo, Tone Rab Yosh, Rab Hoishe, the Chode Keren had only one home, a special Chaye, that Boak, Uz Boruch Lomeishen, Vatitat Ladishem, Mishir Par, Makrin, Mafris, Mikeren Ksi, not Karnes, but Mikeren. So let's see the Kav Meilo. Beilim is not Shayach Seder, because Seder means what? Catching, capturing, trapping. So, we Shayach Seder in an animal that is not domesticated. So it's Shayach, let's say, deer. A deer is not domesticated. Shayach Seder, if you capture it. But in a ram that is domesticated, it never runs away, it's always in the shoes of the Bailim. So it's how is Shayach to say Tzeda? It's domesticated. Yeah, it's always domesticated. So Mele Bailim Tzeda is not Shayach. But Tzeda would be Shayach in Chalozen, because Chalozen is not in the shoes of a person, it's in the Mediterranean Sea. But how could Tzeda of Chalozen take place in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan was in the Midbar, in the Midbar, and the Chalozein was in Chayfe, in Chalkishal Zvulun, the Mediterranean, in Chayfe, in Akko, so where the shore of the Mediterranean is. So, but Midbar, there was no Mediterranean, so the Tzede of the Chalozein could not possibly exist in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan. So we Tzedok could exist. We Tzedok exists. And Elim, what other animals were used in the Mishkan? Elim. But Elim is not Shayach Tzedok because it's in the Rishus of the person. So which other animal? The Tachash. Tachash is translated a seal, seal, S-E-A-L. The seal is a water creature in the sea. So he says, so Keresh, oh, he says, she. So it's less literary, and Chayim Shmitzirim, the Chalav Shmolochas, Shalois Shmitzirim, Mishkin Klal, the Chalos Mitchilis, Vada Eloi Mishkin, Shalos Nimtze about Israel, the Chalkishal Zvul, Utchilis and Israel, Mitzrayim, Monifshach. If they didn't catch the Chalosain, so how could they have Tchilis and Mishkin? They had it from Mitzrayim, they had it. Ulbein is, Dine Deilim, it's not Shayach Sede. Because it's the shusay of the person. Elo di bitchoshi mifalmim adoyish seidim. Vasi kahidom rablaza. Minchayot teiro bo akulish boruch on leishe. Im kein bo vaday leishayach seidim. Kim lo nivreis al meishe le vaday. Ubo seilom. Hil kachles leitzim. So that's a very strange pshat. So according to this pshat, in view of the fact that the Tachash was a special creature that was only created for Meshe, so Tzid is not Shaykh, why not? So what if it's a creature, a unique creature that was only Nivris before Meshe? Why should, but it was a Chaya like any other Chaya, so why shouldn't Tzid be Shaykh? Anyway, this is how the Kogmeida explained. So according to this Pshat and Kogmeida, what is that?
He says, a Basa Elo, it came to him, as if there was no Tzidah.
Yeah, all right, yes, yes. So there was no Tzilubo Seilov, since Nashayach said it, because it was created for Meshe, so Mele Yubo Seilov, so there is no Tzilubo. But then the Komedo mentions another Pshat. Losh Nachay, or the rest of Tzede, Mishum Tzede Nechayek, Vaasye Kahidom Avlel Akrina, Hoda Omra Dleke Tzede Bachalozim, Im Kin Tzede Mishkin Nehaveh, the behemoth of the Shaykh Seide, the Kachkoma, the behemoth of this is the shoes like Eli, the Shaykh Seide, because he's in the shoes of the person. So Seide is only Shaykh, Seide is Shaykh in Chlozin. But Chlozin wasn't done in the Mishkan, Seide of Chlozin was done in the Mishkan, because the Chlozin is in the Mediterranean Sea, the Midbar does not, the Mediterranean Sea does not, does not pass by the Midbar, the Mediterranean Sea. So what kind of a tzedek could that be? Say they in the Keresh. So in the Kamami, in the Keresh, even though it was a special creature that was created for Moshe, but it didn't come to Moshe by itself. So the Jews had to capture it. They had to capture it. So Mele, there was Seide in Achayo. So in Achname, if somebody captures a deer on Shabbos, it's chayev. But there was no tzed in an insect in a fish. So Mele, if somebody captures a fish or a chlozein, he's potter. Because since in the Mishkan it existed in connection with a chayo, so tzed applies only to a chayo, not to a chlozein. So according to that pshat, there is no kasha, because it is one of the lametes melachas. And from Teisves, it's mashma, like the second pshat. That's why I took up the time, you know, to go over the Yerushalmi, because from Teisves, it's mashma, like that pshat, second pshat in Yerushalmi. So, one second, please. Vitzorchim, the Yerushalmi mashma, he should say, according to the first shot, so he should say, Bishama Mahman, the Lekim Lochan Tzede. He doesn't say the Lekim Lochan Tzede. That would be very strange, very strange. So there would be so many kashes. But, Bishama Mahman, the Tzot Chalozin Mechayim Tzede. Because Tzede did exist in the Mishkan in connection with the Tachash. So the Tachash is Keresh, fine. Keresh, what difference does it make? But that's a chayo. So there is seide in a chayo. There is seide because the in the Mishkan it exists connection of chayo. But there is no seide in a dog, in a chalozein. There is no seide. So it's it's explicit in the Teisves, like the second pshat in the Komeido, not like the first. And the first pshat in Komeido is very strange, very difficult. They have to say there is no melacha seder, so the whole count of 39 melachas is different. It's a big deal. So the pashtus is like the second pshat in the Komeido. ולחייב נאמי משום תוס נשומי ואפילו רב יהודי דיום המקרקו בחפורי פוטר פורח שפיר דהי חדי קוטי קוצז חי כי דאמרים לנו בפסוחים ביסייפים ודבורים ואוכן נאמי במשם המיסי יש תיקום צז שאיני מפרחס לכאן ולכאן וניח ליטון מן האדם סוטייס וסייז זה What's the Gemara's kasha? Why couldn't the Gemara say that the reason is why he's not mechuyev from Tos Neshome? Because he's mekalkel. He's mekalkel. He kills the chalozin. So Tisha says no. So because even a contributor, there's a machlekes in Pirik Leirik between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev or Mikalko B'chabur is Potter. So, Rav Shimon says Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev. How does Rav Shimon know that Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev? We have this special Gzirsa Kosov by Mile, that Mile Bizmano is the Cheshabes. It's Mashma, without Gzirsa Kosov, we wouldn't be allowed to be Mal. Only because the Sakosov, and the Sakosov applies only to Milo Bismano, it doesn't apply to Milo Shalibismano. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Mikal, so it's a right, but why should it be necessary to have the Sakosov? It should be neuter anyway, because he's Mikalkil, so it's no Miloche, and even Shalibismano should be muta midraisi. The answer is, this Gersa Kosov implies that Bachabure there is no Ptur of Mikalkel. So Mele with other Gersa Kosov it would be Oser. And by Mele Shloi Bizmano no Inochaname it's Oser. So Mele the Gemara Kashi is L'chai Nami Shlos Nishome even though he's Mikalkel and the Grekorn Tribune Mikal Bachabure is Potter. And here on the Braise, Reb Yehuda is mentioned, but he should be mechuyev in mekont Reb Yehuda because there is a tikkun tzas. Ki d'amrim b'psochim b'sefer dvorim, v'ochan amrim b'mashim b'misei, yeish tikkun tzas, shem mefarches likan ulikan, v'neach liteil, mimenu adam, mimenu adam. So that's the kasha of the Gemara, as to why he should be mechuyev because of nitilas nishome. Umay the mosik the kamet swazig moris teretz monefshach. If the moris kashi is he should be mechuyev because nishome. Why? Because even though he's a mikalkel, but there is a tikkun tzas. So what's the moris teretz? Kol kamen diz bin ishome tzvei michalei because v'neach litil mimenu adam. So kamen diz bin ishome tzvei michalei osi shapen amur abyure de hashtelek im tikkun klal. So the Gemara's teres is alibid Rav Yehuda that the reason is why alibid Rav Yehuda is not chayed is because it's tvei michalei that he should remain living, so then the blood will be better. It'll be better. So Mele is a total mikalkel. So that's why he's not chayev. Umaydi mosik de chamodiz b'shem tvei michalei ozi shapna mele d'ashto leke tvei klal umi ushmaitzin ashi afil rab shimen de mechayev mikalko b'chabore medishmishane misasiku eitzal netilas nishome velikaoma mikalkel kamikalko. So what is they saying? That actually there are two reasons as to why he is not chayv mishlus nishome. Ali b'di Rav Shimon is not chayv mishlus nishome because because he's misasik. And Alibi the Rabbiude, we couldn't say because he's misasik. Because whatever the pshat is, if we say, now, that can be explained in accordance with what we said Friday, the Reb Chaim, because Alibi Teisves has two pshatim as to why there is no Chiyuv Mishpilas Nishama. One is because Mloch and Tzachili Gufor, and one is because of Psikreishe de Liyichmesle. Now, as far as Mloch and Tzachili Gufor is concerned, that we can say Alibi the Reb Shimon, but we couldn't say it Alibi the Reb Yude. And here Reb Yude is mentioned in the Braise, and Reb Yude says is Chaim Stein, one Mishim Seide, one Mishim Dishe, but no Nitzilas Nishome. Why no Nitzilas Nishome? Because he is Misasik. What does he say in the Baramaschel? Train Nichalei, Train Nichalei Sive, because Melochash and Tzchul Gufo. That we could say Alibi Reb Shimon, who says Melochash and Tzchul Gufo is Potter, but not Alibi Reb Yude, who says Melochash and Tzchul Gufo is Chayev. So according to Reb Yude, we have to explain it on the basis of Misasik. We have to explain it according to Reb Yude. We have to explain. No, he can't explain it on the basis of Misasik, which means Lochash and Tzachal Gufo, because according to Reb Yude, Lochash and Tzachal Gufo is Chayev. So we have to explain it on the basis of Mikalkim. That's why it's Potter. Because Mikalkob Chabura is Potter. Only when there is a Tikkun Tzas, he's made it that he's Chayev. But here there is no Tikkun Tzas, because Kol Kamod Yisrei Nishomot Vei Nichalei Keichel Litzel Tzinei. So Mele is considered a Mikalkob. This is what he says.
That was the Esmond, the first
verse.
Right away when the Gemara said,
Misasik
Leis,
all people
Shalom.
But the Gemara
meant, what,
Mekalko? The Fira of Yehuda.
The Fira of Yehuda means Mekalko. So right away, when
the Gemara said, Misasik Leis, because the Kashi is directed against Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Tanekame, let's not call him Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda and Tanekame. So vis-a-vis Reb Yehuda, the Teretz is because he's Mikalke.
So right away, the Gemara meant that when the Gemara said, Misasik Leis, all people Shalom,
that's
the Gemara
right.
meant, Tvei Nichalem.
Yeah,
the Gemara had to mean that.
Yeah, that's right. I'll leave it in Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that's right.
So the Gemara was being mastered by Rabbi Yehuda.
In other words, Rovis Teres of Misasik, it's one word, but I'll leave it in Rabbi Yehuda, it means one thing. It means Mikalkel. I'll leave it in Rabbi Shimon, it means something else. Either Molochash and Tzrich Ligufo, or Psikreishe, the Lichmuslim. Now, Friday, I said, but this is not like the stasis, that we have to say in the other Rishonim, but not a little bit the stasis. We as the Kashe. All right. So, Teisves explains it a little bit the Rav and a little bit the Shmuel. So, a little bit the Rav, he explains it on the basis of Losh and Tzachal Gufo. Alibi the Shmuel, he explains it on the basis of Dovish Mishchabma Psikresha Lichmesle. But this Braise mentions not only Tanekami, it mentions Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda has to be explained in such a way that it's record with Reb Yehuda's own Shite, and Reb Yehuda's Shite is Morgen Tzachal Gufo is Chayev. And so he couldn't explain it on the basis. And Reb Yehuda also says only two Chatois. And Dishe, but Nitzilas Nishome, no. Why Nitzilas Nishome, no?
Because
Alibi Reb Yehuda, because he's Mikalkil. So he's Mikalkil. So this is what he says. But we said Friday we give another tariff. That's not like this says. That Alibi Reb Yehuda will have to assume like Rashi Shite, that because it's not Melechus Machsheves, because it's Koshale, But Tesis doesn't explain it on this basis here. So from Tesis it appears there is no halacha from Lechus Machshavos where it's kosher. That's Rashi here, but in Tesis there is no halacha from Lechus Machshavos where it's kosher. What? That's right. Because Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Shimon are only chilek melachas in Tzichali Gufa. And they are chilek in Kola Tzichali Kula in Dorosh and Mishchavi. But in melachas machsheves they are not chilek. Umi ushmais nasi afil Rabbi Shimon, Mechai, Mekal Chaburo, Medi Shem Mishane, Misasiku, Istrit Nishomov, Leroma, Mekal Kula. All right, now. The next day says, Misasiku, for Nishomov, we learned that I'm five will just run over it. Hi, Misasif Lav Davke. The Misasif Habur Chai for Rab Shimon, the Misipirik, Sopikoch Lanach, the Negasim Kabu Habur Chai, the Mer Chai, the Time Yali Beirik, Misil Mishra Mile, Nichol Kabu Habur Chai, the Lichashinum Lechel, Lichashinum Limlechel, Kim Misham Kalm Loche, Mutaraf Lubhabur, Afal Pidal, Boim Lech Marcheves, May call his son Shvateo, Lishayach, Behum lechas machshev vishorim mischavim kiyom mechiksus mechidarkon uvilvashol mischav becham neachamo vichein muchafer kam diksuvez diomarim tinsolem adam chabur emer boridam vitzorch lano esatz mitzorch nizolim lano esatz mitzorch halach kabi halach kabshimim vildovish mischavim tinsolim halach kabi vildovish mischavim vikal kalach kiman מאש פון דער אחר קפשימ אין דעם מסחאפן סולייק אין סוקים אין קאלק אין פון קאלק פון חבר חיי קים דיי מסחאב אין מוטער סאב מוז נאו סו ווי סי פון דיס טייס וועס דער טייס זייז דיס טייס זייז דאט די גמורה שטערץ אויף מיסאסיקו איז אויף דאס נישומע האס טו סעפרט מינינגס ויזע ווי Reb Shimon, it has the meaning either because Melachos in Tzichali Gufo or that Alibet Rav and or because Dorosh in Mischavim Sikreshel Yech Beslei Alibet Shmuel. But vis-a-vis Reb Yehude, who says that Melachos in Tzichali Gufo is Chayev, so then the reason as to why he's the computer says he's Chayev Shtayim Mishum Ktzede Mishum Dishe, but not Mishum Tlos Nishome. Why not Mishum Nishome? Because he's Mikalkil. But Rabbi Yude is made that if he's Mitakin Ksas, so then there is no Ptur of Mikalkil. Here he's not Misakin Ksas. Why isn't he Misakin Ksas? Because Kolhei Chadiz Ben Nishome Tvei Nichalei Keichen Litzel Tzivin. So why isn't he Misakin Ksas at all? He's doing it because he needs it as he dies stuff. So he is a Misakin Ksas. Why do states say, according to the Terez of Gemore, the Chan Hocha, the Kamo Diz Ben Shoma Tvei Nichalei Keichen Litzel Tzivin, so he's not in Misakin Ksas, he's Mikalku Gomo. Why isn't he Misakin Ksas? There is a Tikin Ksas. The fact that he's accommodating himself with the dice stuff. He's not happy with the fact that the chlozen dies. He's not happy, but he still does it. Why does it? Because why he's not happy over the fact chlozen dies, but he must have trailers. How will he get trailers?
There's no
thinking
as far as the miso that dies. What? Price's reason of thinking tzas is because he actually wants the death of the fish. Because now it's no legal men who are done.
Yeah.
But just because he wants to die, we don't see any thinking in so far as the Netivos Hashama of the Chilos. We have to see a thinking in Binaget and the Netivos Hashama that we don't see.
One second, please. So why? But there is a tikkun ksas. So the tikkun is an extraneous tikkun. But according to Rabbi Yude, the machleik between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Shimon, whether we learn out from from Mile Bishabes or not. So Rav Shimon learns out from Mile Bishabes because the fact that the Torah has to mention especially the Rosh HaKosov, otherwise it would be Osa. Why should it be Osa? But after all, he is Mikalkel. So it's a raya that Mikal Puchabur is chayv. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's no raya. Mikal Puchabur is potter. But over there is not Mikalke. Why is Mitakin the Gavre? Tikkun Mitzvah. Even though the Tikkun Gavre is an extraneous Tikkun. So Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, an extraneous Tikkun, is also considered a Tikkun. So what's the pshat? Now, let's turn to the Tesvis in Pergoyah. One second. Dafku vova medale. Taste the first tasis. Taste is the baramasra. Chutz mechevul mava. But let's go over the Gemara. Cholam kalkim turim. Ton rabavuye kam rabbi Yechanan. Cholam kalkim turim. Chutz mechevul mava. That's what rabavuye said. Oma leipuk ton livro. Chevul mava in mishne. Vim timtzalim mishne. Chevul bitzorich li kalbi. Mava bitzorich li afrei. So, Pirish Rabbi Shmuel. So, Vanant Nan Kolam Kalkon Turin, Mas Nissen Reb Yude, Preis Reb Shimon, Mai Taimel Reb Shimon, Medi Yistrich Kol, Mishre Mile, Hochevul Baal Mechayv, Umudios Rachmona Ebore Gabe Baskeen, Shmame Nomave Baal Mechayv, Reb Yude Hosom Isakenu, Kid Ravashi, Doma Ravashi, Malu Isake Mile, Malu Isake Kli, Malu Vashil Tzile, Malu Vashil Samonim. So in other words, there is a machlekes, a new machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Mikalko B'chabure and B'avore is Chayev, and Mikalko B'chabure and B'avore is Potter. So Rabbi Shimon says there is a special Gzeres HaKosuv that Mikalkel B'chabure is Chayev. There is a special Gzeres HaKosuv Mikalko B'avore is Chayev. Mikalko B'avore is Chayev. So, why is it? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is no Gzeres HaKosuv. What do you say? The fact that the Torah tells us that Mile involves a Meloche, even though he's Mikalko, no, Mile is not Mikalko, because he's misaken the Gavre. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, that Tikkun is not considered a Tikkun, because it's an extraneous Tikkun. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, an extraneous tikkun is also a tikkun. An extraneous tikkun is also a tikkun.
What does extraneous mean?
Not imminent, not in itself.
Oh.
Pirush Rabbi Nishmuel, the Rabbi Avuye Sovak Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Mikalko B'chabur Chayev. The Rabbi Yechanan Sovak Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Mikalko B'chabur Avere Potter. Vitzor, Likalbel Afrei, Lichoshim Mikalkel V'chayev Afil Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rashbam says, in other words, here we have a machlekes between Rabbi Avuye and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Avuye says, Chevul Mavir Mikalkil and Chevul. Mikalkil and Mavir is Chayev. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Mikalkil and Chevul Mavir is Potter. So the Rashbam says, the machlekes between Rabbi Avuye and Rabbi Yechanan is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Mikalkel B'chabure is Chayev or Mikalkel B'chabure is Potter. Vitzor Likalbel Afrei, so Pirush Rabbi Shmuel Avuye Sovek Rabbi Shimon Mikalkel B'chabure Chayev, Rabbi Yechanan Sovek Rabbi Yehuda Mikalkel B'chabure Avare Potter. Vitzor Likalbel Afrei L'choshek Mikalkel V'chayev Afilu L'Rabbi Yehuda. Because here we have a machlekes between Rabbi Avuye and Rabbi Yechanan. If somebody is chevul in another, in order to accommodate his dog, his kelev with dam, so Rabbi Avuye says that he's chayev, so he says Rabbi Avuye says that he's chayev, and Rabbi Yechanan says he's potter. Die Kosche, die im Kena, mei omele, fuk tomele, vroh. Die Otte, mich und die Sirle, krab jude, man, die Tonne, krab schimme, mich das Hinle, der Chaygab, ne Pol, verkan, le chum. So, ich konnte der Rashbam, Rebavue is go accords with Rebshimen, the Rebavue goes according to one second. It like Rebshimen, so, and Rebhechenen, go accords with Rebbeude. So, Mele Rebhechenen says, Chivel umavir eine Mishne. Wie mit dem Zalim am Mishne Chivel bezor kamove. Al korach nire der Rebavui der Rebichen al liv der Rebshinen pflege. Der Rebavui es so ar der Chivel umavir af al pishin zorech li kalbei u li afre chai der Rebshinen. Die koma am mile da vorat baskeen. Der Rebichen so va der Rebshinen al mechai. El in kinike tikun zas kin zorech li kalbei u li afre. Die Mille da Avore, ich geh zu Stikun, schul Zerach Mitzwe, aber der Rabbi Jude hat nur Zorch le Afri, le Kau bei Potter, der Inse Tikun Choshuv, der in der Rechlach bei der Chavere, ki der Litein, le Kau bei Lischem Godish, bis viele Eifer, aber gab der Choshech et Mikalkalu, ki da Mönfere kam der Chum, sagen Schlaf wie Zore, Mutter Lischchit bo, mei der Rabbi Jude in Shabbos, der Chayev, Die darf nicht wie sagen, ich habe mich auch, ich habe mich auch nachher, weil ich habe mich nicht, ich habe mich auch nicht, ich habe mich auch nicht. So what does Teife say? Teife says that both, whereas the Rashbam says, that the Machlekes between Rabbi Avuhe and Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Avuhe is saying that Nikalkil b'chabure and Nikalkil b'mavore is chayev. And Rabbi Yechanan says he's potter. So the Machlekes, so the Kontrashbam Rabbi Avuhe, who says that Mikalkel b'chabure and Avore is chayev, so goes Ali b'Rab Shimon. And Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi Yude, so the Teisves is chelik on Rashbam. And Teisves says now that the Machlekes between Rabbi Avuhe and Rabbi Yechanan is only Ali b'Rab Shimon. Mashein kein alibe, because Rav Shimon holds there is a special Zeros HaKosov that we learn out from Mileo, from Avoras Baskeen, that Mikalko b'chabure or b'avore is chayev. So Mele Rav Avuhe says, alibe de Rav Shimon, that there is a special Zeros HaKosov, Mikalko b'chabure is chayev, so even without any tikkun. And Rav Yechanan says, true, then there is a special Zeros HaKosov. So the special Zeros HaKosov only implies where there is Ksas Tikkun, then in Adam Loches he is still Potter, because in Adam Loches he has to be a real Misaki, a Misaki Gomo. Mashinkin, Bahaburem, Bahavore, so even Misaki Ksas is Chayev. Mashinkin, where he's not Misaki altogether, so then even according to Rav Shimon, Mikalko is potter. So he says, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, only when there is a iksastikun, kigin tzorich likalbi ule afrei, kigin tzorich likalbi ule afrei, avol Rabbi Yude, afu tzorich likalbi ule likalbi potter. So when do we say that iksastikun it makes him chayev, that is only alibi de Rav Shimon, that we have a special Zeros HaKosov, a special aloha ligabe chabura, ligabe avore. So that is only when there is a ksastikun. Masheinkin, alibi de Rav Yude, we don't have a special Zeros HaKosov, then there has to be a tikkun gomo. So what is the difference, according to Teisves, between Ksas Tikkun and the Tikkun Gomor? So this Teisves is like the Balamoyer on this sugya in Oerik. The Balamoyer says that the whole machlekes between Rav Avuhe and Rav Yechanan as to whether Chevel Vitzorch Likalbe umada bitzoch liafrei is mikalkel or not mikalkel, so that is only the chevel bitzoch likalbe, because it's not the derech of normal people to inflict a wound on a human being in order to accommodate the dog. It's not normal. It's not a universal practice. So mele is not considered mikalkel maslisaki. But suppose he's chevel in shrotzi in order to accommodate the dog with blood, that's the practice of normal people. I mean that's the practice of people to inflict a wound upon shrotzim in order to accommodate the dog. So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Yisrael. So in other words, so this is the pshat. This is the pshat. We as the kasha against this thesis. Now we can understand this thesis. So he says, "Umay di mosi di kamodis bin shomet fei nichalei osi shaper mamre Rabbi Yehuda de hash de leket tikun klal." Why leket tikun klal? But thesis before said there is a tikun ksas. So why did he say the hocher leket lahash de leket tikun klal? The answer is tikun ksas here thesis means the kind of a tikun that conforms to the universal practice of civilized people. So if it is, let's say, if somebody is chevel in shrotzi, or if somebody shechts, so is a mikalkel. After all, as long as the baby is alive, he can make up of lodes, it can be used lichrisha and so on. He kills it, he slaughters it, so is mikalkel. But there is a tikkun also. What is a tikkun? It can be used as food. It's matter the yisar of Evam Nachai, the fushrite, so it can accommodate people, I mean, or be able to use it as food, even though the kill is more than the tikkun, because in a living being, so there are so much more benefits can be derived. Chrishe and flodes and whatnot. And no, here just achile. Milk and everything. Here just achile. But there is a tikkun that is in accordance with the universal practice of people. So that kind of a kilkul, even a libid rabiude, is considered mikalkal maslisak. So mikalkal maslisakin doesn't mean only when the tikkun is more than the kilkul. Even if the kilkul is more than the tikkun, as long as the tikkun conforms to the universal practice of people, it's considered mikalkal maslisakin. So, one second. So, if, let's say, the mitzias had been that the blood of a dead chalose is as good as the blood of a living chalose, then it would be mikalkal maslisakin. And mikalkal maslisakin tastes called zia tikkun ksas. But in view of the fact that kol kamodis bin yishomet tvei nichalei kecher litzel tzivei, so in other words, the dye stuff will not be a good dye stuff, and the most good and so nice, but just this person does it because he is low, he must have blood for some reason, he has no other blood available, so melee is doing it, he's killing it, even though it will result in an inferior dye stop. But is this kilko in accordance with the universal practice of people? No, it's not in accordance with the universal practice of people, because usually when people obtain blood from a chlozein, they obtain a little blood from Ish Chalazein, and together, you know, you obtain a few drops of blood from one Chalazein, and another few drops of blood from another Chalazein, another few drops of blood from the third Chalazein, another few drops of blood from the fourth Chalazein, and you don't squeeze out all the blood from one Chalazein, so you don't have to kill the Chalazein. So then the blood is produced is a better dye stuff. So that's the universal practice of people. Mashenkin, this person, he just has one chalazon, he doesn't have many chalazons, so he has one chalazon, so he has to squeeze out all the blood and not to leave any blood inside the chalazon. If he squeezes out all the blood, then the chalazon will necessarily die. So because of the peculiar circumstances of the case, so he squeezes out all the blood, but it's not in accordance with the universal practice of people, because usually when people obtain blood as a dye stuff, they use not one chalazin, but they use 10 chalazins. So mele, they don't have to kill any of the chalazins. So then the blood is clearer and it's a better dye stuff. So mele, since it's not in accordance with the universal practice of people, some mele is considered mikalkel. He's considered mikalkel. But according to Rav Shimon, there is a special aloche, exerce a kosov, that even in, generally speaking, no meloches, it is mikalkel, and here it's also mikalkel. But mikalkel bure Yisrael. That's only alibi de Rav Shimon, but alibi de Rav Yehuda, there is no such as a kosov. So Chaburi is like all other meloches, and all other meloches, so in order to be mechuyev on the basis of the fact that it's mikalkel maslisakein, it has to be mikalkel maslisakein in accordance with the universal practice of people. So if, as long as we didn't know that kol kamadis bin ishamet fein yichalei, then it would be in accordance with the universal practice of people. But since the Gemara finds out that kol kamadis bin ishamet fein yichalei kechad little sivei, so it's not in accordance with the universal practice of people. So maybe it's not mikal komas lisakin, but according to Rav Shimon, even though it's not mikal komas lisakin, but here we have a special zersakosu that mikal b'chabur is chayev, but according to Rav Yehuda, there is no such as a kosov. So mele, we have to apply the same standard as ligabe adam aloches. So ligabe adam aloches, when is mikal komas lisakin? Only when it's in accordance with the universal practice of people. But here it doesn't conform to universal practice of people, because kol kamadis bin ishamet fein yichalei l'tzivei. So most people, when they try to obtain blood as the dye stuff, they manipulate to obtain blood from 10 chalazins. So mele, not one chalazin will have to be killed. But this person doesn't do it that way. So mele is considered mikal. Yes.
Well, why do they do that? They take a bunch of fishes and take a drop from each one.
Because they want to have bright blood, a good size.
Oh, the first blood that comes out is its best.
No. If it comes out from a living chalazon, then it's best. But if it comes out from a dead chalazon, then the blood is not good enough.
It's inferior.
All right. Now, Tzvei Nichalei, Kehechad Litzel Tzivei. Pirish Avo Gav Dada Psikreishe, the Meida Rav Shimon, Hochem Niftar Mishum Dahab Moloch Shem Tzkoi Gufo. Da'afilu Bin Kalkei, Potar Rav Shimon. Da'afilu Bin Kalkei, Potar Rav Shimon. dem Lochaschen ist schuldig, da fielen im Kalkel, Potter Reb Shimon im Lochaschen ist schuldig vor. Even though Reb Shimon is mechayev mikalkel bechabure, but that's only if it's im loch hatzricha ligufo. But if it is im loch hatzricha ligufo, then Reb Shimon is made that is potter. Kidoma v'ferik anachlok. You have to do more than ever in here. You don't have it. Tabe in Sanhedrin, that pidalad on base. The boil, Bain Maushiakis Damlovic. The question is, you know, sometimes Bisman Chazal, it was done all the time. Today it's not done. But Bisman Chazal, it was done all the time. That people used to be Makis Dam, for a therapeutic purpose. Matter of fact, some doctors even suggest in order to prevent strokes, that strokes result usually from high blood pressure. My stroke did not result from high blood pressure, but usually, 90% of strokes take place as a result of high blood pressure. And if you, so some doctors suggest today to do what was done Bisman Chazal. Bisman Chazal, it was a common thing for people to be makis dam. It was done as a therapeutic measure. Today, no one does it. On the contrary, when does a person give blood if he has to help out another person? He needs blood transfusion. So then he goes to a doctor.
Yeah, they will take you. They will let you do when you got high blood pressure.
Yeah,
they will let you do transfusion.
Yeah, one say, yeah.
But those are the ones that need it. But those are the ones that need to give blood.
But no one is makis dam himself as a therapeutic measure. So some that. But Bisman Chazal, it was done. And some doctors say that this would be preventive of strokes. In other words, preventive of strokes. Anyway, Bisman Chazal, it was done that way. So the question is, suppose the son is a doctor and the father wants to be makis dam, but before it, so can he tell his son to be makis dam? After all, it involves chabure. There is a chiyuv nisa, but here it's done for a good purpose. So ben mao shiakis dam loviv. Rav Mas Noma V'Avto L'Racho Kameich Rav Dime Bachin Noma Maki Odom Maki Behemo Ma Maki Behemo L'Fuo Poter Af Maki Odom L'Fuo Poter. So in other words, it's Muta, especially Zosakos. How do we know that Zosakos? Either we learn it from V'Avto L'Racho Kameich and or we learn it out Famako de Makabemo, Mamakabemo for Potter, of Mako de Mofu Potter. Rav li Shobik li Bray li Mishkli Sil. Rav, when he ever had a splinter, so he didn't let his son take out the splinter. Why? Because when you take out the splinter, you might, not necessarily, but you might make blood, and that is an Averach Mureb when it's done to a father. Marbre de Ravune li Shopper play, Libre li Miftachle Kafse, Dilme Hover, Dilme Hover, the Havelish Gogasisa, Yocha Achaname. So why didn't Rav let his son take out the splinter? Maybe he'll produce blood so he'll be able to himself quarrel. But he shouldn't let anybody take out a splinter. Because Chvol is also Yesif Lakese. By father there is a Chiyuv Skile. And by Echod Yisrael, so there is no Chiyuv Skile. So, but there is a love of the Raise. What difference does it make? Skile or not Skile? As long as it's a Nisa the Raise. Yoche Achen Ameh, so Acher Shigas Lav. Bnei Shigas Chenik. So in other words, Midi Rabbono. There is no difference. She got skile, she got schenek, she got slav, doesn't mean difference. But in the Rabbonon, there is a difference. So, Mele Rav didn't like. But nan, machashal yad, little boy sakeitz, leichush, dilme chovil, vehavle, she got skile. So, in other words, Shabbos. So it's mentioned that if somebody has a splinter, you are allowed to take out the splinter on Shabbos. But there is a possibility that in the course of taking out the splinter, so it will make blood, so it will make chabure, so it will be shiga skile. So, hoso mikalkul, the business why it's winter on Shabbos to take out the splinter, even though there is a possibility from involved a chabure, because even if it involves the chabure, it's a mikalke. And in other words, a mikalke b'chabure is poter. So the Gemara is a kashi. He michal mandoma mikalke poter. El mandoma chayef maikal meima. So the Gemara says, man shamas leidom mikalke b'chabure chayef Reb Shimon. So chayef, and Reb Shimon has another shite. Loch shin tzricho ligufo is poter. So that's the Israel from this Gemara, that even by Mikalkel, if it's also in Locho, so even though Reb Shimon says there is a special Sakosul that Mikalkel Chabur Israel, only in a case where it's Locho Tzrichol Gufo.
You need the blood.
Yeah, we need the blood. But where it's Locho Tzrichol Gufo, then it's Potter. That's the Israel. Pirish, after Gavdav's creation, the major Reb Shimon, Hochem is the Mishnah, Lochshan Tzuri Gufo, that's from the Kalkul, Potter Reb Shimon, Lochshan Tzuri Gufo, Kidoma, Ferikan Echnokim, Man Sham, from the Kalkul Chabur Echayev, Reb Shimon, Hom Lochshan Tzuri Gufo, Potter Leho, Vichichi, the Reb Shimon, Psikreishe, Hanem, Lomide, Michale, Yimisham, Dabe, Tzuri Gufo, Abo, Mide, Lomide, Pesle, Meide, Avul mided liich pesle is loy meide. So in other words, so mided liich pesle loy meide. That is true according to the pshat of psikreishel liich pesle, and according to the pshat of the lochshen tzuri gufo. That's why Teisves formulated it that way. Teisves should have said avul lochshen tzuri gufo meide. Why did they say middle Yechveslei? The answer is, as we said before, at the beginning of this Friday, because there is an apparent steer between the Teisves, Misasiku Yitzilteres Nishome, and the Teisves, Teinich Yitzilteres. Teisves, Misasiku Nishome, explains Kol Kamodiz bin Nishome Teinich Yitzilteres on the basis of Doroshin Mishavin, and the Teisves in Teinich Yitzilteres explains on the basis of Doroshin. So he said no, because Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon in Melochashin Tzeril Gufo and like Reb Yehude in Dorshim Yishchavim Kolatere Kule that he is Chayev, and Shmuel Paskins just the opposite, that like Reb Shimon in Dorshim Yishchavim Kolatere Kule it's Muter, and like Reb Yehude in Melochashin Tzeril Gufo that he is Chayev, that Hanekames Memre has to satisfy, has to accord with Rav and Shmuel. So when Teisves in the Teisves Dibar Maschim Misasikus to Nishomo explains the Tanekame, the reason is why Tanekame says he's only Chayv Shem Tzede, he's not Chayv because Nishome, so it's because Dovashim Nishavim, so Teisves tries to explain Tanekame Alibe Di Shmuel, so he couldn't explain it on the basis of Melochashin Tzeril Gufo, because Shmuel Paskins that Melochashin Tzeril Gufo is Chayev, and when Teisves and Teisves Dibar Maschil Tinyachas Tzivei says that the reason is why Tanakame says he's not Chayev for Shomim because Melochashin Tzeril Gufo, he tries to explain it al libi derav, but so here Teisves uses a lotion that will be good according to to Rav and to Shmuel, so he uses the expression of loy loy moide. So according to Shmuel, because if it's liyichvesley, so it's a psikreishel liyichvesley, so it's not considered mischaving. And according to Rav, if it's liyichvesley, so maybe it's melochashin tzricho ligufo. al midlich vaslei loy mir vi rashe pireish de hod mir rabshin sikreiche hayne de midlich vaslei mischame vi lese do mizare itzridim bar de khavre patrabshin fer kapene vi osom lich vaslei im mischame elo kit pirashti that the pshat is because of melocha shinitzrichel gufa, not like Rashi says, because it's loinichale, it's koshale, so it's not melechas machsheves, but because, either because it's melocha shinitzrichel gufa, alibid rab, or alibid shmuel, because it's psikreshel yirpes. Viteimed, viseif perikam edel gige, mashma, the hodi potter of shimim loch shinitzrichel gufa, hainu mishim diboyim melechas machsheves. אם כן בחבורות לבואים לעצמך שבס לחייב בו מלוכו שנצחו לגופו so this was at first assumed that מלוכו שנצחו לגופו has nothing to do with the גזרס הקוסם לעצמך שבס it's a separate הלוכה some מלא it can apply to חבורה also even though the פטור of מקלקל which is also deduced from Melechas Machsheves doesn't apply to Chabure, but Melechas Shinitzchel Gufo is not based upon Melechas Machsheves. But Teisa says, from the Gemara in Chagiga it's Mashma. The Gemara in Chagiga it's Mashma that Melechas Shinitzchel Gufo, the Ptur of Melechas Shinitzchel Gufo al Yibir Rav Shimon, is also based upon Melechas Machsheves. If it's based upon Melechas Machsheves, so we should say, what the Gemara says in Krisis, Hanachal Tinekis, Hoyu Mikalko Bechaburachai, Misasik Bechaburachai. So this says it doesn't apply to the collateral Kedin of Dovashim Ischavim because that's not based upon Melechas Machsheves, but as far as Melechashin Tzrichel Gufo is concerned, Nalibe de Rav, we explain that Hanekame on the basis of Melechashin Tzrichel Gufo appears to be deduced from the posik of Melechas Machsheves, and if it's based upon the posik of Melechas Machsheves, and by Chabure, we have a Gzeres HaKosuf, Mikalk B'Chabure Chayev, that means that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves doesn't apply to Chabure, so Mele shouldn't apply insofar as Melechashin Tzuchel Gufo is concerned, all this shouldn't apply to Chabure. Let's see the Gemara in Chagig. Mishnah in Chagige, the Kiva Midalev says, Heta Midorim Peichim Dav. The Aloche that Echochem can be Matra Neda Le Matreya, Yochid Mumche or Gimled Yates. So this is exclusively grounded in the Torah Shepalpe. The Torah Shepalpe is the explanation of the Torah Shepalsav. But there are certain aloches, certain portions of the Torah Shebalpe, which have a basis in Torah Shebechsav, except the Torah Shebechsav mentions only general principles, and the Torah Shebalpe elaborates and tells all the details. But there are certain aloches of Torah Shebalpe that are completely grounded in the Torah Shebalpe, which has no basis explicitly in the Torah Shebechsav. So Hetan Dorim is one such aloch. Hetan Dorim is Pirchim Ba'aver. What do you mean Ba'aver? Not Chas V'Sholim Ba'aver. It means HaTorah Nidorim Shomu Chachomim Shachocho Matos HaNedah Mi'atchem Es Yeish B'Mikro Ve'in Almar Lismich Elo Shechim Mosul Chachom B'Tero Shemot. It means it is prime, it is almost completely grounded in the Tero Shemot. Then Hilcha Shabbos, Chagiges, Vamiles, Harim Ke'arorim Atluim Bisar, Shein Mikro Moed V'Aloches Merubis, but Hilcha Shabbos. So it's not Pirchus Ba'aver, it's not completely grounded in Tirosh Ba'alpe. After all, there is love, the Reisel, Sasukom Locho, Ato, Binko, Bitcho, in the Seras Adibas. But the Torah says, Lissasukom Locho, what is a Meloche? So the Torah Baal Peh declares and clarifies Chereis, Reya, Keitzir, Ame, and so on. So the tez basis in the Torah Shabbosav, but the basis in the Torah Shabbosav is relatively Dovamuet, and the halachas of Torah Shabbal Peh are like Harorim Hatluim Bisar Sheiniko Muet V'Halachas Muet. Then there is another portion of halachas Hadinim V'Avedes Hatares Hatmeyes V'Arayes Yesh Lemen Omash Yismichu V'in Gufetel. But then the dinim of Kobones, so the Torah in Vayikro and Tzav, and you know, and in other parshas mentions kamo v'kamo aloches of Elo Chatos, of Oshom, of Shlomim, I mean, of Milchos, of, I mean, many, many aloches, not just one pasuk, I mean, many parshas, but still, it doesn't exhaust all the aloches. So, what supplements it? The Aloch of Torah Shabbal Peh. So, there are three kinds of subject matters in the Torah Shabbal Peh. One kind of subject matter is like Hetanidorim Mispechim Vavim, when it's completely grounded. Another subject matter, another area in the Aloch is like Yilchus Shabbos, Gidizam Miles, with the Torah Shabbosav is the Dovamuet, and the Torah Shabbal Peh is the Merube. And then we have like Yinikotchim, Avedis, Tares, but a lot is mentioned, but a lot is mentioned by the Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Gemara Sekashe, Hilchus Shabbos, is Harorim Atluim Bisare, just the Seo, Michter Ksivim. After all, it's Hasekom Loch, it's not just the Seo. All right, the Torah Shabbal Peh declares Lamtes Lochas, but it's not just the Seo. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, Hilchus Shabbos, is Harorim Atluim Bisare, the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't have reference to all the Hilchus Shabbos, but to certain Halachas Hilchus Shabbos, like Loitzricha L'Rav Abed, Omer Rav Abed, Achifer Gumo Bishabbos, Nitzorich Olaf or Potter Olaf. Kimam Kerab Shimon Dom Molocha, Shinitzricha L'Guf or Potter Olaf. So how about Rav Yudeh? So the Gemara says, even according to Rav Yudeh, Apil Etenil Rav Yudeh, Hosu Misan Kein Hocha Mikau. So, Maika Ahovin Akun Yisaro, Melechus Machshebes Esoteros. In other words, so it's only a sow. Where is the sow? And Monechek, either it should be Perchis Vavia, like Etanidorim, where is the sow? So the Gemara says, no, it's not Perchis Vavia. Because even though the aloche of Lochin Tzvulgufa and the Kalkil is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but the Torah says in connection with the Mishkan, Melechus Machshebes. The Torah doesn't mention Melechus Machshebes in connection with Shabbos, but in connection with the Mishkan. But Melechus Shabbos is Nismach to Melechus HaMishkan. So Mela, that's like Isao. Anyway, Agavurcha, the Gemara is saying that the reason is why Melechushin Tzrichol Gufo is Potter, because Melechushin Tzrichol Gufo is not in Melechus Machshebes. But it's only Kisaro, because in Melechus Machshebes itself is not mentioned in connection with Shabbos. It's mentioned in connection with Melechus HaMishkan, but since there is a smichus between Melechus HaMishkan and Melechus Shabbos, so it's Kisaro. Anyway, Agavur, the Gemara says that the reason is why Nikalkil is Potter is because of Melechus Machshebes, and the reason is why Mein Melechus Tzchul Gufo is Potter is because of Melechus Machshebes. So this is cash. If so, so then we should say, just as we say in regard to the Misasik, the special din of Misasik, of Shabbos, that since it is deduced from Melechus Machshebes, and Mikalkel is also deduced from Melechus Machshebes. So since we have Exeros HaKosuf in Mile B'Shabbos, that that Mikalkul Chabur Yitzchayev, that means the Gzeres HaKosov of Melachas Machsheves doesn't apply to the Melacha of Chabur. So the same thing is true, that he doesn't, that Misasik doesn't apply. The special din of Misasik, which is also deduced from Melachas Machsheves, doesn't apply to Chabur. But so we should say the same thing in regard to Loshim Tzachalu before. And still the Gemara in Sanhedrin says no. That's the discussion. That's the discussion. You wanted to say something.
Taisavriya seems to be much better as Taka, but that we have in the Kalpo. Taisavriya is the Kasha that happens.
Yeah. But that's Taisis Kasha against itself. Taisis is not Chazir. Taisis Shita is that Rosh Hashanah Gufo applies, T says in every place, that Rosh Hashanah Gufo, the Ptur Rosh Hashanah Gufo applies to Chabur else. But the Kashi is what? What's the difference?
There's a Machlokes Rashi places what the Rosh Hashanah Gufo is according to Rashi, because you don't really want to do the Malach on Kashi places, it's not time for the mission. For Loch places, there it's only.
It has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah
Gufo.
Yes, but the Gemara Giga says it has to be.
No, but Tosis over there in Giga is mashma that the Iker Rakuz of Melechus Machsheves has to do with Kilkul and Omer Amal.
The Hoa didn't show me Kalk and Turing.
Right.
Have a Muslim and other Busik mashma. The Afal Gab the Tzorch, where from Nifta, Kibn the Tzorch, the Gemara.
Mashma Tosis that the main, that like sort of the main point of the Gemara was to teach me about Mekalk. The Gemara really meant to tell me the love of Malach of Malach Shem Tzrichel Gufa to Taisis the Adram. The reason why you think this case is because this is a case of Malach Shem Tzrichel Gufa.
No, I think what you see, because Rav Abba's din is based upon two reasons. According to Rav Shimon, so it's Poter Achit Agumah Bishabu Nitzorch Lafko, because Malach Shem Tzrichel Gufa. But even according to Rabbi Yudin, it's poter because he's mikalko to it. The Gemara says, "Ibibai is bisode, so he's mikalko also." But so mimele, Rav Abba's din is not, does not have reference only to the ptur of Loshen Tzchuli Gufo. It has reference to the ptur of mikalko also. So the question is, alibi the Rabbi Yudin, where there is, who says there is no ptur of Mloch Shitzchul Gufo. And so why is Chif Aguma Bishab is Potea, so he gets me called. So why does Rav Abba say, Alibid Rav Yudah Chif Aguma Bishab is so after? Let him say, Hamikalko Bishab. When he mentions it in connection with the specific case, Chif Aguma Bishab. So it's a general din in all Melochs. So Teisa says there is a Chidesh, because one could argue that Chif Aguma Bishabes, there is not a real chilk, because it's not like another mikalkul where there is no purpose altogether, just destruction. Here is not just destruction. So Tisa says, Kamashma Hoadin Shom mikalkul to him. But the Gemara says, here, Melechus Machsheves of Soteo, in respect to Rav Shimon and respect to Rav Yudin. So it's mashma that in respect to Rav Shimon it's also based upon Melechus Machsheves. Because that's the reason as to why it's Haror including the Saro. If it's not based upon Melechus Machsheves, then it should be a Purchis Vavia, like Etanidorim. So the reason as to why the Mishneh calls it Harorim Atluim Visaro, because it's based upon a certain Pasik. But the Pasik explicitly relates to the Melechus HaMishkan. And only because of this Michus, it relates to Melechus Shabbos also. So mele it's aror matlum sal. So that's the discussion. So my son Reb Moshe told me something very remarkable. I think that's the right teretz in this discussion. Actually, there is a stira between this thesis. Thesis mentions it as a raya from the Gemara in Gigeh, and Tesis in Pirka Matzniya. Because Tesis in Pirka Matzniya explains Rosh and Tzchili Gufo, because it's not Dumya the Mishkan. So it has nothing to do with Nachas Machsheves. Now let's see the Tesis. The Tesis in Pirka Matzniya. In other words, if somebody is made simesl shusarabi, where he's not interested in having the mess, but on the contrary, he wants to get rid of the mess, so then it's mlochashin tzchuligufo, so according to Rav Shimon, he's not chayef. Nira l'ri, the mlochashin tzchuligufo, kore kisheise mlocha v'in tzorich leis itzirach. Zog nochosh, shalo yishchenu, is a mloch shen tzchil gufo. Why? In tzorich nochosh. Uvi mishkon, ho yutzrichem mitachash. Vichalozi. Mafis murus ole yitzileicho amazikose. Vinimid lachnes av ole yitzileicho tomid. Yispot a mloch shen tzchil gufo. Afo pish nas pesagomo. Sharo u lachnes leitzi. Imo yitzorich mikol mo lidome lipsochen shu mishkon. Sho yinim lachnes leitzi. Avlasis lo pe damyo mishkon. Doch ein Name sagte Josef Chaduchte, und ich habe Gachl, so ihr sucht der Rabbi, und ich habe eine Nähe, Hashem, es lab Zila, am Rebes, vor in Zirchen und Gufa, und ich habe nicht mehr Leute, die Kibbe lassen, die Chomi, die Kibbeze, und ich sage mir, die Kibbeze, die Ruhm, wo auch das Erzählfin, die Kibbe, die Dei, die Schle, die Abdichu, das Samon, die Schulam, die Leute, die ich komme, die Zirchen, die Hoi, die Schalar, die Seh, 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 die and in detail, and he explains why is Mlochash and Tzchil Gufo is Potter, because we learn now from the Mishkan. And it's especially our Fuse in respect to each and every Mloch. So Loiri is a, Kiri is a. So in other words, whereas according to Rashi it appears that there is a general pattern for Mlochash and Tzchil Gufo. In other words, when he is not, the purpose is not intrinsic in the act, but extraneous to the act. According to Tesis, there is no general pattern for Melochah and Tzchil Gufo. Each and every Melochah has to be determined separately. What is Tzchil Gufo? What means Tzchil Gufo by definition means Tzorich Leis, a purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. So in regard to Kibbutz, in the Mishkan, when they were mechabe fire, they did it for what purpose? Lasis pechot. Because in the Mishkan, they were primarily interested in making certain kinds of kelim, shaping, let's say, bracelets of this or that. I mean, certain kinds of tzuras in zov and kesev. Mimele, they needed pechot. They needed fuel. So the kibbutz in the Mishkan was done for what purpose? For pechot. So that's melacha tzrichah l'gufo. Let's say Matis Mulse, so in the Mishkan they did it le'achnis binyan, and Matri Patish was done for the purpose of le'achnis le'itzi. So that's the definition of tzrichah l'gufo in regard to binyan. So every melacha, And let's say Tzede, so in Mishkan, when they tzod Tchoshim, the seals, why did they do it? In order to have the air. They didn't capture any animals for the purpose of getting rid of them. So in other words, there is no general pattern for Melocha Shatzricha Ligufo. There is a specific pattern for each Melocha and Melocha. Each Melocha and Melocha. So Mele, but that is in the Mishkan. There is a specific pattern for each Melocha and Melocha. So Mele, so there is a basic distinction between the Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalkil Pturim and the same and the Gzeros HaKosuf that Misasik is Poter and the Gzeros HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves in regard to Melocho Shinitzchel Gufo, because the Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalkil Pturim truly is a Gzeros HaKosuf that is peculiar to Shabbos. It's not exosakosum, but it's a general din in Shabbos. It applies the same exosakosum, applies to all Amites Melochas. There is no separate exosakosum in regard to Hefer, a separate exosakosum in regard to Zerea, a separate exosakosum in regard to Mevashir, a separate exosakosum in regard to Mavir, a separate exosakosum in regard to Mechavir. There is one general exosakosum in regard to all Amites Melochas, that Mikalko is Potter, that Misasik is Potter, a general Gzeros HaKosuf. So we say, since we have a Gzeros HaKosuf, a general Gzeros HaKosuf in all Amites Melochas, that Mikalko is Potter, and we have a general Gzeros HaKosuf, that Misasik is Potter, so just as we have a Gzeros HaKosuf in Mile B'Shabes, that Mikalku B'chabur is Chayev, that means that a general Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalku and Pturim in all Amites Meloches does not apply to Chabure. So the same thing is true of the general Gzeros HaKosuf in regard to Misasik. The general, just as the general Gzeros HaKosuf in all Melech HaShabbos that Mikalku is Potter doesn't apply to Chabure. So Chabure is an exception. It's not subject to the general Gzeros HaKosuf. So Misasik, which is also a general Gzeros HaKosuf in all Amites Meloches, so is doesn't apply to Chabur either. Mashein came the Ptur of Meloches Machsheves of Meloches Shinitzchel Ligufo. So there we don't have a general Gzeros HaKosuf of Meloches Shinitzchel Ligufo, because lo yirizeh ki yirizeh what the Gzeros HaKosuf of Meloches Shinitzchel Ligufo, which is the Gzeros HaKosuf of Meloches Machsheves, which is mentioned in connection with the Mishkan. So that implies that each Meloche of the Mishkan has to be determined defined by the purpose that took place in the Mishkan. So we have, so the Meloche of Tzedek had one purpose. The Meloche of Kibbutz had another purpose. The Meloche of Avor had another purpose. The Meloche of Itzoy had another purpose. So each Meloche has its own definition of, in the Mishkan, of Meloche. So Nineile, here we cannot say, just because we have Gzeros HaKosuf in regard to Chabure, that the general Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalkil doesn't apply, so this general Gzeros HaKosuf of Misasik doesn't apply. That we can say, but we cannot say Hoyl Mikalkil B'chabure Chayev Melocha Shenitzrich Legufo B'chabure Name Chayev, because there is no dinyan between the Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalkil and the Gzeros HaKosuf of Melocha Shenitzrich Legufo. The Gzeros HaKosuf of Mikalkil is a general Gzeros HaKosuf. And since we see that Chabure is not subject to that general Gzeros HaKosuf, so the general Gzeros HaKosuf of Misasik, in regard to the general Gzeros HaKosuf of Misasik, we say the same thing, that Chabure is not subject to the general Gzeros HaKosuf. Mashein kim loch shnitzchel legufo, we don't have a general Gzeros HaKosuf. We have a specific Gzeros HaKosuf which defines the Tzuras HaMloche. Is Mikalkil implies Gzeros HaKosuf in regard to the quality that every Melochen Shabbos must possess. In other words, every Melochen Shabbos, everyone must possess the attribute of creativeness, not destruction. So Mela, we say, just as this general Zerusakosov that relates to the quality of the Melochen, Olam etes melochas, that Chabura is not subject to that requirement, so the other, this Chabura is not subject to the other requirement that relates to the quality of the melocha. It has to be a conscious act. Misasik is bot. Mashein ki melochas in tzchuli gufo is not a general zeros hakosov that relates to the quality of the melocha. Every melocha and test melochas, it relates to each melocha separately, and what it requires in the melocha of Itzoye is not what it requires in the melocha of Tibu. In Itzoye, the Gzerasakon, it requires that it should be done for the tzirech of using the object carried. In regard to kibu, it requires that the kibu should be done for the purpose of making it into fuel. So each meloche implies a separate Kseras Hakosov. So maybe we cannot say anachlo meloch lechabure hoil mikalkil bechabure chayim meloche shintzuch legufo bechabure namechayim. Because any daime, mikalkeir implies a general aloche that relates to the quality of the meloche. Mashink meloche shintzchali gufo does not relate to the quality of the meloche. It defines the tzuras hameloche of a specific meloche. Now, we have Gzeiras HaKosov of Melachas Machsheves in regard to Chabura, to Nitilas Neshome also. So, mele, it wouldn't be reasonable to say that This the Gzeiras HaKosov that defines the meloche of Chabura should not be subject to the Gzeiras HaKosov. That's the Gzeiras HaKosov. I think that's the I mean, see, it's even strange that Tesis remains Nikash. Okay, so we'll leave it here.
יש בו הי הבחנות. הבחנה אחת, כללוס כל ההנהגה. פירוש, כל המעשים שנעשו ושעתידים לעשות עד סוף העולם. הבחנה בייז, וכן כללוס. פירוש, כל האורוס למעלה וכל הנבראים למטה, בין בגופים ובין בחוקוס וסדרי טבעם. הבחנה גימל, הוא רק עניין אחד. פירוש, לא תחשוב בפני שאתה רואה כל כך בריאות שיהיו מינים רבים, זה לדבר אחד וזה לדבר אחד, אך שלא יכנסו תחת עניין אחד, להיות כמו ענפים לשורש. כי הריבוי הבלתי מסתדר מתייחד בקצהו אינו שווח. וזה לא אומר, דרך משל, דם אחד אפשר שיהיה לו ידיעות רבות, שיהיה צורף, שיהיה מצייר, שיהיה מנגן, ויעשה כל הדברים האלה. אך נאמר, למה עשה כל אלה? לפי שכל אלה ידע, ולולי היה יודע יותר, עוד היה עושה. והנה אין צורך למצוא קשר בין ידיע לידיע, ומילא בין מעשה למעשה. כי מה שידע עשה, אך הקדוש ברוך הוא, הנה עשה כל כך בריאות. אם כן, נאמר שהם לפי כל כך ידיעות גדולות שיש לו, כמו האדם הצורף המצייר והמנגן, שהיה יודע כל זה ועשה, הנה מיד יקשה, וסיים, תינהו לשבחי דמרח, אין לו לידיעות חוץ מאלה חס ושלום? אם כן, למה עשה כל כך, ולא יותר? או למה לא דבר אחד לבד? אך העניין הוא שאינו כך ואינם דברים נפרדים, על פי טעמים מפורדים, אלא טעם אחד לבד יש לכל. והוא עניין אחד לבד, הרש בענפיו, בכל כך ענפים, כמו כל כך בריאות שיש. אך אתה לא תשאל, ולמה לא יש יותר?
Hilainyans she'elav kivanah makshava el yona b'kol rov hadvarim eile hayitzrich kach davka havkana dalad v'seder achad v'chulu perush zehu geder kol ha'inyan hazeh seder shalem she'tachlito ha'atava ha'shlema hinei nitzrach l'hakim b'inyan hazeh kol ha'chalakim ha'ele she'yeh shalem she'tachlito tiyeh ha'atava ha'shlema v'chol minei shlemus havkana hei t'nai ha'seder hazeh v'hu masha kasav ki ha'brios atzmam heim ramzei ha'hanhaga v'nuyim al-piha v'chol mishpatehem kol masehem hanasim heim hen chalkei ha'hanhaga chalik beiz yesh bo zayin havkanot havkana achad hu sod d'mut adam sh'ne'em arbo naseh adam salmeno kimoteno Haresha demut hazeh hu kolel sod kol hakochot hakadusha havkana beis b'minyan evarav perish kamo sheba pratius kol partsuf mifnei atmo sod taryag oros shehem taryag evarim kein v'chlal hametzius hanimsa hu klalus taryag evarim shel demut klali ki kol haolamot afal pi shebifnei atmo nechshavim leolamot Einam el ivarim shel hademut haklali hazeh. Bekein hakesher shebineihim, hayachas shebineihim, husod hakesher hayachas sheb ivarim eila. Vezeho havchana gimel, veseder kishreihim v'chulu. Vezeh mavur kmo shenispar. Havchana dalid, lechein adam kanmon. Devar zeh, devar rehu lekamen. Barush shel lichlalot kol hanimsa nikra adam kadmon v'kol ha'olamot ha'elyonim v'tachtonim nivchanim rak lichalakim imenu kanafim min ha'shorsh v'al klal ha'kol hu ha'adam kadmon zeh v'hu ma she'amar l'kamen she'eser sfiros ta'adam kadmon m'mal ot kol ha'chalal k'mo shi'isbar v'sirat shemayim havchana hei nimsa shelo hamsi perish זהו השבח של החכמה העליונה, שלא עשתה דברים רבים הולכים על דרכים שונים, אלא מציץ אחד בלבד עשה, אלא שהוא מציאת כל כך גדול בכל ענייניו שבפרט אותו יוצאים כל כך פרטים כמו שהם עתה. ונאמר על כן שהמציאות הזה הוא דמות אדם אחד, שכל החלקים האלה הנמצאים עתה הם הבונים אותו באיברים שלו. זהו ההבחנה וו, שהוא סדר דמות אדם. והנה כל מה שנרצה להבין באיזו עניין שנרצה ונמצאים הכל נבין על ידי דמות אדם זה. ההבחנה זיין, וכל מה. הוא מה שכסף למעלה שלשלמוס העניין אשר המסי צריך כל אלה בין בבריאוס עצמם בין בהנהגתם. י"ג זאת התמונה מראים הדברים לפי טבע התמונה למטה ממש והעיגול מראה ההנהגה סובבת ולא חילוק הנהגת חסד דין רב